Book One, The Raven. They danced and twinkled in the woodlands at night. Those little lights.
Chapter One. Blustery and wild were the days of late spring, wet and windy, with little sign of more placid weather. Thus it was that night, when Grivs sought shelter from battering rain and buffeting winds out of the east. Redwall Abbey was the perfect place. Tossed about on the dark skies like a scrap of black and white rag, the Magpie caught sight of the imposing building as she was swept high over the swaying green of mossflower woodlands. Skillfully, she went into a steep dive, tacking and side-sweeping on drenched wings, homing in on the abbey's west face. Griv sought shelter on the lee side, out of the gale. She made an ungainly but safe landing upon the sandstone sill of a second-story dormitory window. What attracted the Magpie to that particular spot was the welcome golden light, slanting narrowly from between wooden shutters. Ruffling and grooming her wet plumage, Griv edged along the sill until she was securely lodged twixt stone and timber in a corner. Ever curious, she peered through a slim gap in the shuttering. There were creatures inside. Young mice, moles, squirrels and hedgehogs. One, a mouse, only slightly older than the rest, was speaking. He was relating a story to his audience, who were listening intently, hanging upon his every word. From her perch on the window ledge outside, Griv listened also. The narrator, a young mouse named Bisky, was in full dramatic flow. Leaping up on the little truckle bed, he made a number of gouging gestures above his head. Bisky held out his other paw, as though he were thrusting a dagger, relating avidly to his goggle-eyed friends.
1, 2, 3, 4. Prince Garth stole the 4 precious stones, which were the statue's eyes. Aye, mates, old Garth popped them out just like that. Robbed the eyes from the great doom-white idol.
A Dibbon hedgehog, Dibbon is the name given to the youngest Redwallers, interrupted curiously.
Why did he do that?
Frintle, his older sister, sighed impatiently.
"'Cause he was gone, the Prince of Mousies, that's why, silly spikes.'
Bisky was accustomed to Dibbon's butting in. He carried right on with the story.
"'Well, there was all manner of horrible vermin chasing after Gump, but he just laughed. Ha-ha! And he escaped them easily.'
"'What biscuit doodly white eyeful?'
Bisky looked down at the tiny mole, who had poked his head out from beneath the bed. Moles speak with a curious accent, but Redwallers can always understand them. The young mouse smiled.
It's the great doom-white idol, a big statue with 4 eyes. They're actually precious stones. That's why Garth, the Prince of Most Thieves, stole them.
The mole Divin, who was called Dugri, nodded solemnly.
4 eyes, eh? But where did the gunfin take he hide those eyes to?
Bisky spread his paws wide.
Right here to Redwall Abbey, brought them.
Dougry thought about this before asking.
Who's in where beasts they?
The young mouse explained patiently.
No beast knows where the eyes of the great doom-white idol are, cos gone fit them.
The little hog-maid Frintle posed a question.
Huh, and I don't suppose you know where they are.